Florida's chief financial officer, Jeff Atwater, fielded questions ranging from pensions to homeowners insurance at a nonpartisan political forum today in St. Petersburg. Members of the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club grilled Atwater about what's being done to stamp out problems with citizens' property insurance.
Just yesterday, I had citizens release. It was embarrassing. Every single complaint over the last 4 years, I said, you start showing stuff, don't make the press have to find it. You're dancing on tabletops without bras. You're selling sex toys from a back office. You're driving in limousines. It's going to stop.
Atwater was referring to a report released by the government-run insurance program that uncovered an embarrassing list of alleged transgressions within the organization. But Atwater also pointed out that the soaring cost of homeowners insurance paired with diminishing coverage will get better.
As the private market is beginning to see, the time has passed from 2004-05. We did not allow them to jack rates 90%. Yes, it has been painful. And so Citizens was trying to do a lot of other things. And every time we figure out one that they're doing, like taking away your mitigation credits, taking away your carport, taking away your work shed, we go over there and we get on them. And we've made it clear to them going forward. It has to be a quality policy, just as you would get any place else. And as market conditions can return, as the private market realizes there's not going to be 13 named storms in a 24-month period, that was the anomaly. They want return on investment, and they're going to come.
Atwater was also questioned about the state's pension system, which has become the center of controversy because of attempts to roll state workers' retirement plans from the traditional defined benefit program to a 401k-style system. Critics argue the change would hurt workers who may end up having to save more to meet their financial needs after retirement. Atwater didn't weigh in on the advantages or disadvantages, but did say the current system is okay.
The state of Florida is about 88% funded. It's top 10 funded in the country. It's almost the envy of the country.
Governor Rick Scott has said he wants legislators to approve a budget that includes $2,500 worth of annual raises to full-time classroom teachers. He's also proposed spending more money to fix roads. But when asked about the wisdom behind immediately spending the projected budget surplus this year after years of budget deficits, Atwater said he wouldn't recommend committing funds to recurring annual costs.
I would be very cautious in how much of that, what you might consider at the moment, a run rate of revenue that's exceeding the run rate of expenses, how much of that you would commit embed in permanent cost. Whereas I could see certain infrastructure spending for that project that is not ongoing programming is how I would caution.
Before fielding questions, Atwater touted his legislative agenda, which includes a proposition to audit contracts with the state at the beginning and at the end of a project.
That's to build the road. That's whether to run a mental health care center. That's where that they will help us find foster care for children. So that means you really are privatizing the work of about $50 billion of the entire state budget. That's about 70% of the entire budget.
Atwater said the checks need to be in place to make sure government organizations are getting what they're billed for.
I'm reading about institutions that are having food delivered, and the contract says this is the charge per bed, 3 meals a day. And you would think, well, that makes sense. But what if I told you, for the history of that institution, we've never been more than 35% occupied? Why am I paying someone to never deliver the meal 3 times a day to 65% of the beds that aren't occupied?
Other legislative priorities announced by Atwater include barring insurance companies from increasing the price of oral cancer medications and giving the Division of Public Assistance Fraud the authority to subpoena. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.